This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Thousands of Manitobans have had to evacuate their homes and communities, fleeing the wildfires that have ravaged the province. There is positive news, as some communities are now returning home. However, a majority of individuals remain displaced, and in emergencies like this, often our four-legged companions are forgotten. The Winnipeg Humane Society has partnered with the Canadian Red Cross and Humane Canada to provide emergency care for pets displaced alongside their families. Carly Peters is the Director of Communications and Marketing at the Winnipeg Humane Society.
In early June, we opened up a temporary pop-up shelter at the St. Norbert Community Center where people could bring their pets and we could provide them the same care and comfort that they would get here at our Hearst Way location, as well as families could go and visit their animals, take them out, and spend some time with each other so that there wasn't that bond wasn't broken.
34 animals have come through the shelter. Currently, there are 26 dogs and cats, along with a few puppies. Some reunions have taken place as families return home. Peter says this support was made possible with the help of volunteers and an outpouring of community support.
It was an amazing effort from our team and our community. The amount of donations that we got in terms of supplies was just overwhelming. As you're walking through our parking lot, you probably saw those two big shipping containers beside our building. Those are full of donations, food, kennels, toys, blankets. We have over 5,000 puppy pee pads, that were donated. It was incredible, and we couldn't have done it without our community.
The work the Winnipeg Humane Society does takes place throughout the year, with the shelter supporting more than 10,000 animals through adoption, medical care, and a range of community programs. Peter says all their efforts are aimed at preventing animals from entering the shelter system in the first place.
I think last year we saw an intake of over 7,100 animals, and then we did adoptions was about over 5,000 adoptions. They're coming in and they're going out. So some of the other, the other numbers are like either they got returned to their owner or they got transferred to another shelter. But we're doing great in terms of getting animals out, but we're also getting a lot of animals in.
Peter says cost of living and situations outside an owner's control are contributors to surrenders.
Veterinary care, that would be the number one reason we are seeing surrenders. I would say the numbers are roughly around 75% of owner surrenders of their dogs and about 50% of owner surrenders of cats have been because people can't afford vet care. A lack of pet-friendly housing is also another reason we're seeing surrenders go up. Manitoba has a very small portion of affordable, that would be the main thing, affordable pet-friendly housing.
This unfortunate reality means the shelter has remained full. To care for those animals and find them new homes, the Winnipeg Humane Society requires support. That's why creative fundraising efforts like Pets on Pints comes in, a collaboration with local brewery Good Neighbor.
So last year was our first year, and we had always kind of toyed around with like, oh, it'd be really cool to do like a beer, but obviously very hard to do as a shelter. We don't know anything. So we connected with Good Neighbor, and like our values just align, that community response, that love of local, and it was just really a great fit. So we did it last year. We had an insane response. We were overwhelmed with the response, actually.
With over 1,400 entries last year, the campaign raised critical funding while bringing the community together around their shared love of animals. Pets on Pints, which is open until June 27th, has pet lovers submit photos of their animal companions for a chance to be featured on a limited edition beer label. Every vote is just $1, and all proceeds go directly to the Winnipeg Humane Society programs. But Peters explains that financial support is just one way to help, with adoption being a big one.
We say an adoption, you are basically saving two animals because you take one home for your own family, but you make space in the shelter for another to come in. And that's also true when you're a foster.
If people aren't ready to adopt, Peter says fostering is another option. This time of year is especially crucial as there are many kittens, puppies, and pregnant animals that require a safe space to stay. People can also help out by sharing social media posts, as it's one of the best ways to connect animals to future families. Animals like Rambo, who has been at the shelter for over 100 days.
For their own mental health and well-being, the longer they're in shelter, the higher the stress. you know, you start to see a little bit more behavioral challenges and, you know, and then that sort of perpetuates the cycle too. So people see them that they're here longer. They go, well, there must be something wrong with them, which is not the case at all. It's again, victim of circumstances that haven't met the right family.
Peter says that no matter how you choose to get involved, every action adds up and can be the difference in a pet's journey. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.